This is Morning Edition. The Raleigh City Council wants to reduce the amount of garbage it sends to a landfill in southern Wake County. Raleigh pays about $33 for each ton of garbage it buries, but the city can make $30 on each ton it recycles. This morning, Raleigh's Solid Waste Director is presenting a list of options to increase recycling. As Rebecca Martinez reports, one company in town says it has the best option.
Raleigh trucks about 100,000 tons of garbage to the South Wake landfill every year. Mixed in with the dirty diapers and chicken bones are soda bottles and computer paper, recyclables. The people of Raleigh are only recycling about 35% of their waste, and the city council says that's not enough.
If people are not recycling, you have to do something to change their behavior.
This is Fred Battle, Raleigh's director of solid waste services.
You can either do it two ways. You could force them to do it, that's the harsh way, or you could give incentives, that's a more gentle approach. But city council have to make the decision which approach do they want.
One possibility would mean big changes for Raleigh. It's called pay as you throw. Basically, instead of taxing people or charging every household a utility fee for trash pickup, the city would charge people based on the amount of garbage they throw out. But you'd be able to recycle for free.
You're only paying for what you use, so that's very popular. And it's an incentive to recycle.
That's how Waste Zero sees it, too. They're a waste reduction company, and they contract with about 800 communities around the country to set up pay-as-you-throw systems. Waste Zero just set up its headquarters in Raleigh, and they hired a local to speak for them. Former North Carolina State Senator Cal Cunningham is VP of Government Affairs.
Raleigh is our home. What we think is that pay-as-you-throw is the next generation of innovation for the city.
What Waste Zero typically does is make a customized trash bag with the city's seal on it. They then distribute the bags to local grocery stores where people would normally buy Glad or Hefty bags, but they're a little more expensive.
When you buy one that has the official city seal on it, there's a fee associated with it, often 50 cents, 75 cents, in some communities up to $1.50 and $2. And so what the hauler does is they will only pick up your trash if it's in the official city trash bag.
Waste Zero keeps some of that money. The rest goes to the city to cover trash pickup. Of course, it's not quite that simple. Here's Raleigh's solid waste director, Fred Battle, again.
Usually you get a lot of public resistance if you try to implement something like this. So you might see an increase in illegal dumping, and you're going to need more code enforcement and more administrative personnel. You probably have to change your ordinances.
Waste Zero isn't contracting with any cities in North Carolina yet. They do have a lot of partnerships in New England, where communities have less space to dump their trash. They had to address this problem sooner.
First name is Robert.
Pay-as-you-throw has taken hold in Massachusetts. Here's Robert Fiore.
And I work for the City of Worcester, Department of Public Works and Parks.
Worcester uses some of Waste Zero's special bags. They're bright yellow when people set them out next to their recycling bins. Fiore says non-compliant residents are easy to spot. They face pressure from neighbors and potential fines from the city.
Here you have this program where you say, okay, this is what goes in your trash bag. All these other things can go in your recycling bin. One thing costs you money, the trash bag. One thing is quote-unquote free. You don't pay any more. You don't pay a per bin fee to recycle. People get it. And so they recycle as much as they can because they're trying to avoid filling up that bag that's costing them money.
Fiore says Worcester had been recycling about 3% of its waste before it set up pay-as-you-throw 21 years ago. It jumped to 40% almost immediately. Worcester signed on with Waste Zero 8 years ago. The company really just provides the bags for the city. But in other places, Waste Zero is more of a pay-as-you-throw consultant. Every city comes with its own obstacles. Raleigh, for example, doesn't pick up trash bags from the street. The city has already invested in trucks that use automatic arms to pick up the standard rolling trash containers, which is an expensive obstacle to overcome. That'll be on Fred Battle's mind when he goes before the city council's Budget and Economic Development Committee this morning.
I'm not going to make any kind of recommendation, and we mainly just want council to be aware of everything, the pros and the cons, and then it's up to the mayor and city council to make the decision.
Other options on the table are private composting, beefing up recycling at apartment complexes, and a more high-tech approach to measuring who's actually recycling. Battle expects the public will be invited to chime in before long. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.